Greetings, my friends. Welcome to Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. Today is Monday, April 7th, 2025. I'm Karen Neesmith, bringing you the latest news from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. On April 5th, the USF St. Petersburg hosted the Florida Studies Book Festival with lectures from published faculty and award-winning Florida historians and experts from around the state. Florida can be a complex and complicated state. Many residents and visitors alike want to know more about the state's history, environment, politics, and culture. The Florida Studies Book Festival was an opportunity for the public to encounter writers and books that address the Florida experience and to highlight the Florida Studies program on campus. Speakers included Craig Pittman, Cynthia Barnett, Gary Mormino, Debbie Carson, Tom Halleck, Julie Armstrong, and many more. The program was moderated by the Florida Studies Program Director, Chris Mindel, and was made possible by a grant from the Florida Humanities Council. A week prior, on March 29, nearly two dozen students received their certificates from USF's Brewing Arts Program during a ceremony at the Yingling Draft House and Kitchen in Tampa. This 23-week online program equips participants with foundational knowledge and practical skills needed for a career in the brewing and business operations. The program continues to support the growing craft beer industry in the Tampa Bay area, and it's housed here on the St. Petersburg campus of USF. Next, USF launches the Rising Tides podcast. The College of Marine Science and the Department of Journalism and Digital Communication in St. Petersburg have a new podcast titled The Rising Tides. This series features conversations with oceanographers discussing groundbreaking research and the latest technologies used to understand the ocean. The premiere episode features marine scientist Brian Barnes discussing his work on forecasting sargassum blooms. Speaking of, researchers at USF's College of Marine Science are leading a $3.2 million grant to develop a high-resolution detection and forecasting system for sargassum blooms. These blooms have been affecting South Florida's coastlines, and the new system aims to provide more accurate predictions to help manage their impact. Assistant Research Professor Brian Barnes is spearheading this initiative, which builds upon the Sargassum Watch system that already exists. Finally, the Friends of Albert Whitted Airport, our campus neighbors, have awarded scholarships to three outstanding USF St. Petersburg students. The students are Amelia Ruck and Elizabeth Corrado, who each received $5,000 intermediate scholarships, and Samuel Kraft, who received a $10,000 advanced scholarship. These scholarships are intended to support students pursuing careers in aviation and were presented during a ceremony at the airport last weekend. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. Stay tuned next week for more stories from USF St. Petersburg, or visit us at www.stpetersburg.usf.edu.